This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have millions of people suffering from heartburn, some indigestion. I think we also have some hangover issues. So we're going to talk to, a little bit about how to kind of control the heartburn, how to prevent the heartburn, how to be careful with a lot of these medicines over the counters that people have been popping a lot this morning. And then, of course, you know, what has been proven to be probably the most effective when it comes to a hangover, second to not drinking. We're going to talk about that. A lot of confusion on why the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is 66% effective, and then 72% effective, and then 85% effective. And I believe one of the executives at Johnson & Johnson said it's 100% effective. So I'll explain what each number means and why I still am a fan of the vaccine. We have something going on in Nevada that I'm a little confused about. I'm not sure how it's going to go, but there's going to be these little micro communities of big tech where they're going to be able to hold their own elections and impose taxes and have their own school districts. It's supposed to be drawing jobs to Nevada, which is good, but then I'm not exactly sure how that works, where people can kind of manage themselves and impose their own taxes and make their own little micro cities. Do they also get to form their own armies? I don't know. So we're going to talk about that. Something's kind of coming up in the works with Nevada. There's always something going on in Nevada. But what I really want to open today with is our approach to life when it comes to winning, losing. And I see this all the time in sports. So Super Bowl went again, the way the Bucks. Sorry, guys. The injury report never lies, okay? You know, you were throwing a lot of shade, right, about how my methods are stupid. They're not stupid, okay? We call the Super Bowl because we use the NFL injury report. But on top of that, I call it when I think there's a big psychological component. So Bucks won 31-9 yesterday with the Chiefs. And if you haven't been following what's been going on with the Chiefs has had a lot of drama. We're going to talk about how I think it's offensive lineman coach Britt Reed, son of Andy Reed, got into an accident, possibly under the influence of alcohol and Adderall. You can't be mixing alcohol and Adderall. I believe there's a 5-year-old kid in critical condition. That happened just a couple days before the game. Then Patrick Mahomes is, you know, awaiting a baby. It's always anxiety provoking for, you know, dad to wait for the baby because they can't be there. For mom, it's easier. I know moms are like, say what? I would rather be giving birth than being on the sideline going, what do I do? What do I do? I'd rather be in it and having some sort of control. So, you know, you have Patrick Mahomes with the baby on the way. Then you have the COVID reserves, you know, the haircut. And I guess Mahomes was supposed to get a haircut. And they said, thank God he didn't, because somebody had COVID at the barbershop. And so there was a lot of that drama. And I don't know if you remember the game. I don't know if you remember, it was, I believe, 2013 Broncos Seahawks, where there was a safety. I mean, right at the opening kick. I don't remember what happened, but I had money on the Broncos. I don't know if I did the injury report. I think the Broncos were still the underdog, but somebody in our party at the party had money on the safety score, so they made it big. But as soon as that happened, the game never picked up for them. And so momentum and having things go your way, you know, is just as important as having the skill, having luck. Yesterday with the Bucks, there were some calls that went the Bucks' way. I'm going to say that. I think the refs were nice. Yeah, Sarah Thomas was there. I think she did a great job, you know. But, I mean, if she's like me, She's got a crush on Tom Brady. I'm not saying that's what happened, but I think the Bucks got lucky with some of the calls and some of the flags and penalties that were going on. So luck is a big part of it, but it's not so much that, it's the momentum. You know, you lose a drive that you could have, after an interception that you should have scored on, and then you didn't, and then something happens, and you get the ball again, and you get control, possession, and the drive and the momentum and having, you know, the wind beneath your wings, I'm not going to sing the song, don't worry, I think has a lot to do with wins. And so for those of us that lose, that keep losing, right, take a look at why is that. Is it because you're going in with a, you know, I don't know, possible DUI and COVID and stress and, you know, is it because you can't get that out of your head? When the Broncos lost with that first safety, I could feel the psychological crush. Who cares? Get over it. Use a negative to empower you, to incite you. You know, I had people, we talked about this last week, where, you know, how many people supported your career? How many people supported you doing what you were doing? I can't tell you how many people said, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. I hope you fail. You deserve, you know, just the meanest thing. See, to me, that was my flame. That was my ignition. That was my kerosene. That was my fuel, tackling fuel. That was what I used to turn around and say, up yours. And so with anything, whether it's a project, whether it's a work, there are people betting on you to fail. And by the way, the Chiefs were favored. But in anything in life, there's always somebody wanting you to fail. There's always somebody that, you know, is trying to give you the evil eye, you know, or they will introduce drama, or there will be drama, and you need to know how to get that out of your head. And I see that all the time, and people will fail marriages. People will fail at jobs. People will fail at dreams because they let things get into their head. So that's easier said than done. Dr. Dahlia, you can say, all right, fine, you know what? Don't let it get to your head. How do you do that? Well, I mean, it takes work. And it says, look, I'm not going to let you mess with me. I mean, I had somebody call me, call my dean, just to dig. And you know what? Hang up. Right? Cut them off. Come up with another thought. There's something we use in psychology called stop think, where when you have a thought, like let's say you keep thinking about sex. My friend taught me this in medical school, Jeff. He would kept saying, stop, 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 stop. I go, what are you doing? He's like, every time we think about sex, right? If I say stop, it causes you to switch. I don't care what you use, whether it's stop think, whether you choose to think about sex. But don't let things get in your head. That's what happened yesterday with the Chiefs game when they could have won. But go Brady. And again, believe me when I say follow the injury report. 1-877-DOLLAR, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds, text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, my being a woman, I think I've heard it all. I've heard some remarks that I thought were funny. It wouldn't insult me in the least. Then I heard some that were really off color, really inappropriate, and made me want to vomit. So there is a, shall we say, a range of things that can be said. I've also noticed that if somebody's cute, adorable, joking with me, they seem to get away with a lot more than somebody who I can't stand, right? So it's subjective. Well, when it comes to the Olympics, there's not a lot of subjectivity. And the president of the Tokyo Olympic Committee, Mr. Yoshiro Mori, who's 83 years old, made some comments about women that have blown up the internet. And the comments stemmed from, I don't have the direct translation, but from what I'm understanding, it's he had reported that women seem to talk too much at the board meetings. Now, of course, women were like, I do not talk to my dad. Oh, it just went crazy. I cannot speak for all women, but anytime I have been at a meeting, I volunteer a lot. I volunteer. If somebody thinks I'm talking too much, all right, up yours. But I'm going to move on. Apparently, his comments meant said that the meetings drag on because, quote, competitive women in attendance talked too much. So, you know, if I was a guy, and I was, sorry about that, we're getting texts, and if I was not wanting to be accused of being sexist, I would start looking at what you're allowed to say and what you're not allowed to say. And the problem we still have, and this is why we still have it, and Mr. Maury is 83 years old, is we have for years, right, you know, we have for years perpetuated certain stereotypes. Women are afraid of spiders. Women might talk too much. Women like to shop. Now, what makes me upset? Well, I heard a boss tell somebody saying, look, you know, well, I'll give you some time off, you know, so you can go shopping. I'm like, okay, this isn't 1928. I'm a woman. I hate shopping. So I hate being lumped in to a stereotype. You know, what mansplaining. Women hate mansplaining. Mansplaining is where a gentleman starts to teach you something, right? And rather than just talking, seems to kind of explain it. Well, how I handle that is I finish their thought. I'll interrupt them and finish their thought. So when I start getting mansplained, and there's a lot of guys that do that, they don't mean to be condescending, you know, but, you know, they're guys and they want to explain something and they're so busy watching what they say and they don't want to, you know, be looking at your boobs that they aren't thinking right and they're staring, trying to stare at you, and they're under so much pressure that it almost sounds like they're lecturing you. So when they do start to say something, I just interrupt them and I finish the sentence. Like, I got it, I know. That's how I handle mansplaining. Not a big deal. Nobody needs to lose their job. Nobody needs to sue them. So I think the average guy out there goes, what can you say and what can you not say? You know, women have been known to have the, quote, gift of gab. There's been books talking about women and their communication skills. In medicine, we learn that men are more successful at committing suicide, but women are more inclined to demonstrate a suicidal attempt, all relating to a propensity to communicate more. So men and women might have some differences, not to stereotype everybody, especially since now we're not going to define genders. But this has been something that we've been including in our science, including in our business models, including in our marketing. I mean, when you deal with any marketing firm, they comment on the person in the household that makes the shopping decisions. And still, even in the year 2021, women may pervade that role. So if somebody says, what was it? It was, I think, in The Nutty Professor, women be shopping, and he was making a joke, you know, and Eddie Murphy's like, yeah, women like to shop. I mean, is that insulting? Is that sexist? Well, maybe if it's put, you know, in a way that stereotypes, but if you have any marketing meeting, they're like, all right, you know, who is our audience? Who's going to watch this commercial? And I see commercials that are male-based or female-based. Companies want to sell a product. They want to be politically correct, but they want to sell a product. And if they think a woman, right, is worried about her eyelashes or wants a smooth shave or wants to look young, there's going to be those commercials. Now, does anybody say those are sexist? Are makeup commercials accused of being sexist? No, because they're marketing to women. So there's some, shall we say, there's some allowed understandings and accepting stereotypes that are used in science and marketing and in business. But then when it's ever used in a derogatory way or a negative way, like, well, the meetings go on because the women talk, now it's sexist. So what's a dude to do? Well, one, you kind of see the pattern. Don't use it negatively. If you're frustrated with a woman, let's say in your office you see gossip, and the gossip might happen with more of your female coworkers than male coworkers. Don't say it. I mean, don't bring it up. I mean, you might see female coworkers gossip more than male. I'm telling you right now, guys gossip. I see guys gossip. I hear guys gossip. Guys gossip. They might gossip about different things. You know, how does she look in that dress, or, you know, what the sex was like, who knows, right? But that's stereotyping too. But listen, I got a lot of guy friends, so I see everybody gossip. I see everybody stereotype. I mean, how many guys must hate it that they have to be the ones to kill the spider? Well, women are afraid of spiders, so guys have to do that, really? How many guys can't stand it that they're the ones that have to move the furniture? That they're the ones that have to lift the heavy piece? Well, I'm a girl. I can't do it. Okay, so we women sometimes put ourselves in this position, and then we all of a sudden get mad when, you know, somebody else starts to highlight that. So what can a guy say and what can they not say? Well, you used to be able to say you look really pretty in that dress. You know, you aren't saying they look pretty. You aren't commenting on their curves. You're saying you look pretty in that dress. Can't say that anymore. Complimenting a woman could be taken the wrong way. Commenting on her communication skills could be taken the wrong way. Commenting on any gender ability or gender tendency can be taken the wrong way, even if your buddy was completely fine with you saying that. You know, it's interesting with Scrubs. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Scrubs. But, you know, Scrubs, funny show, you have Turk and JD, and JD would call Turk, his best friend, his chocolate bear, because Turk was African-American and JD was white. Okay? You can't use that term. And people are going, yeah, but you know what, they do that on TV, it doesn't matter. Just because you see somebody else get away with it, doesn't mean you could use it. So what can men say? What can't men say? What could women say? What can't women say? Right now, because of things being all reset and there being such a drastic overhaul with whatever rule was allowed, you know, in the past isn't allowed now, you have to just play it safe and just don't criticize and don't be negative. Now, that's frustrating because my guess is there are some meetings that go long, and I hear people come out of meetings, they complain about who made that meeting go long. And I've seen both men and women mess up the meeting. I've seen people in class, you know, can you explain that again? Can you explain that again? Just don't gender identify it. There's going to be some people you can flirt with. There's going to be some people you can talk about how they look and their curves. There's going to be, you know, women can talk about guys. I watched this show called Below Deck. The sexual harassment and assault I see between men and women and women and men, I mean, that's not allowed in normal, you know, workplaces, but it's on the TV show. Don't think that just because it's on a TV show, it's okay in society. But people are going to talk the way they talk. Just like I said, if you need a general rule so you don't mess up, just don't say anything negative and don't bring up anything gender specific. Let somebody else get in trouble. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A White House coronavirus advisor says we're not out of the woods quite yet, despite vaccines being administered more quickly.
We're not there yet, and it would be such a shame to take our foot off the gas too early.
Senior advisor Andy Slavitt says the increase in the UK variant across the country could be the cause of another case spike in the coming weeks. A massive winter storm is affecting millions of Americans across the country, and the federal government is doing what they can to help.
President Biden on Sunday approved an emergency declaration for many states as winter storms stretch through the U.S. States of emergency have been declared in Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Texas. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in place for more than two dozen states from Maine to Texas. USA Radio News. The National Guard could be deployed in Washington, D.C. until the fall. The National Security Council is asking the Defense Department to plan for support after the current deadline of March 12th. Additionally, there is no timeline when the U.S. Capitol fence will come down. Lisa McClain is a Republican from Michigan. She sits on the House Armed Services Committee.
Myself and several of my colleagues have asked Nancy Pelosi for a briefing as to why do we need these troops here, and we have received zero information. Zero. It's amazing to me that she can do this without any disclosure, without any information, and just continue to spend money with no briefing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Puerto Rico is looking to transition from a U.S. territory to an official state. The Puerto Rican governor expecting a bill to be brought up in the House in mid-March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and our phone lines is 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. I'm not going to read the whole email, but one, we have a parent who is pretty upset that the schools aren't open, saying that childhood incidence numbers and statistics with COVID are so low that it's ridiculous that the schools are closed. And wanted me to kind of comment on that. Many of you have seen that most medical societies, most medical groups have spoken out about kids being closed and we want kids back. I've agreed with the American Academy of Pediatrics. And I have agreed with, multiple other entities. We did have, I believe, a recent death. I think she was 9 years old. Hold on a second. Let me just, because again, I want to bring both sides up. There was a recent child death. I'm not sure if it was in Florida. I have to look it up. But there was a child that had had COVID, went to sleep that night, and then unfortunately didn't wake up. And so we don't really have a lot of data on what happened, but we have had some childhood deaths from COVID, but not to the degree that required schools to be closed. And so I'm in 100% agreement that, kids could have been in school. The problem is in order for kids to be in school, you need the adults. And having adults enthusiastic about working and being around kids that could possibly give them COVID or, cause them to have their immune system down, didn't excite a lot of teachers. Well, researchers looked at the impacts of school closures at various facilities in New York City in 2020, and they found that social distancing the entire population of public places lowered the coronavirus cases by 47% and deaths by 51%. But school closures were hardly effective, they say, only lowering the number of COVID infections by 4%. So models have showed that school-age children have few contacts during the day, and many more contacts are made at workplaces and other public facilities. So people are saying grocery stores or work or Super Bowl parties or hanging out with friends, promising that nobody has COVID, spread more COVID than what could have been done with school. Now, some people could say, well, you can't really study that because the schools were closed. Well, we had schools open. Some cities and some states, schools continued. There's data. Now, somebody could say, well, yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, if those were in smaller towns, we can't use that data. Well, yeah, you can use the data, and you could compare it to COVID rates in other parts of the city. So if you have a population of 50,000 and the school was open, and you look at the COVID cases in that population of 50,000 with schools open, with stores open, you could see relatively how many of the COVID cases occurred in the teachers, in the kids, in the custodial staff, in the admin. You could look at that compared to COVID cases that occurred in the grocery store workers or the hospital workers. You could very easily do that. I know California and New York had schools closed, not all of them, but you could take data from cities. So where we had an issue, and I'm very honest with you all, my issue I had said, and the reason why I supported the teachers not wanting to return back to school and the continued school closure was something different. I agree with doctors that kids need to be back in school. I want kids back in school. But the economy took a huge tumble when the schools started to close. And I was fearful that last fall, because of everyone's attitudes towards, flu and pneumonia and versus COVID, I expected people would freak out if we had another flu season or another COVID spike, and then the schools would close down again. And to put a kid back in school, let them start meeting friends the first 2 weeks of September, and then ripping them back out and away, I thought was more dangerous than keeping them in the stable environment they're in until schools were ready to open for good. The other issue is, as I was seeing, especially online, teachers not happy about going back to school. And kids could pick up if their teacher doesn't want to be there. I mean, when I taught a variety of different ages, all the way up to medical school. And I mean, my medical students, I was like, oh my gosh, hi! I was so happy to see them. It's like I hadn't seen them in years, and even though I just saw them an hour or two ago. I mean, I think teachers that really, really love their job and love their students show that love. And if a students would tell me, they go, I don't think this other professor likes being here. And I go, why not? He looks like he hates his job, or he looks like he hates us. Students pick up on that. So when I was seeing that teachers like, I don't want to go back, schools need to be closed, that already posed a problem. And then we do have the issue of what can this virus do long term? Can this virus cause cancer? Can this virus affect the brain? Can this virus, you know, cause other sorts of issues? So we don't know. What I did know is I didn't want kids exposed if they didn't have to. But if the schools could do social distancing and, you know, do the masks, which is very difficult on a young kid, make sure they're hand washing and, you know, I see kids being able to go back to school. But by no means was I ever going to say that COVID is a benign illness for kids. I'm not ready to say that because we just don't know what the virus can do. I find it a little spooky that people lose their smell, lose their taste for months. That to me means the virus is affecting the olfactory senses and the taste senses in the brain. That's what that insinuates to me. And so why? People have a weird taste in their mouth. Is it because the virus got into the tongue? No, it's because of the way the brain is processing the signals. So, you know, if this is the virus that's here to stay, if this is the virus that's out there, that's another reason why I got vaccinated. I just don't want another virus because viruses are bad. HPV virus can cause throat cancer, cervical cancer, vaginal cancer, rectal cancer. We see viruses cause diabetes. Who knows? Maybe those that get pancreatic cancer started from a virus that hit the pancreas. We just don't know enough about it. But that doesn't mean you stop living. It doesn't mean you stop life. We only have one life to live. But I will not say COVID is benign, but I will say kids have a right to be back in school. But it's very difficult to have kids back in school if your teachers don't want to be there. And if you try to force somebody to be there when they don't want to be, and they have that fear, and they're like, don't come near me, don't come here, I mean, you know, that's not great for the kids also. We want kids to go back to school the way kids, you know, should be in school. All right, guys, you know, we're all going to work together in this group. You know, Johnny, come here, let me see. Johnny, come up and, you know, read your report to the class. Come up to the board. But this sterile, stay away from me. Don't talk to the other kids. Don't play with the other kids. You know, my son with his high school, he had a hybrid option of going back to school or staying home. And at first I was like, great, get back to school. You need to be with your friends. But no. There was no lunch period. You could eat lunch, but you had to eat lunch in the classroom in your assigned seat that you were in. So you're not seeing your friends. You're not socializing. So if a school isn't going to have the socialization activities or the games or that, then, you know, I said, you know what, then just, all right, then, you know, just do the virtual. I mean, I thought you were going to get to hang out with your friends, but if you're not, and you're going to kind of feel forced where you have to sit in the classroom and sit, no, then, so it's difficult. And then, also we had parents saying, look, if my kid gets sent home, now I can't work for 2 weeks. So you had a lot of parents wanting the virtual because we still, as a society, aren't letting people go back to work if they've been exposed. So it's complicated. But yes, let's get the kids back as soon as we can. 1-877-DOLLY.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there has been some discussion on the new curriculums added in school. We talked about the Lincoln Project. We talked about women's studies, Black History Month. There's always curriculum included, especially during January. And, you know, people study Martin Luther King and his speeches. And, you know, we go through our history and it's been a part of a robust and diverse curriculum. Well, apparently there was some drama at the Maria Montessori Academy in North Ogden, Utah. And from what we understand, there was an opt-out option that was given to parents for those who were unwilling to participate in the school's planned Black History Month curriculum. The school is not revealing how many parents filled out the form, but we find out that less than a week later, school director Micah Hirokawa says that all families are participating and the school is no longer offering the option to not participate. She said, celebrating Black History Month is part of our tradition. We regret that after receiving requests, an opt-out form was sent out concerning activities planned during this month of celebration. Hirokawa and the board of directors sent a statement. We are grateful the families initially had questions and concerns, have willingly come to the table to resolve any differences, and at this time, no families are opting out of our planned activities, and we have removed this option. So we don't know exactly what the incident was. The academy is tuition-free. It's public elementary, junior high. It's a charter school. It uses the principles of Montessori educational philosophy. There was a Facebook post on the school's official page. And apparently Hirokawa expresses reluctance in sending out the opt forms. I think parents would have issues filling out the opt-out forms also, because if you're given a form saying you do not want your child to learn about a certain demographic, that looks bad. So I don't see how the opt-out form, you know, was. However, I do believe that when it comes to sex ed, I do believe when it comes to certain curricula, that there are reviews that the parents should have, there should be transparency, and the parents should be able to have access and know what is being taught. And I think parents should have a choice for their kids. But that starts to open up a whole other can of worms, which I'm sure is going to be discussed. So there's been complaints that some kids have to be in classroom settings where there are, you know, slurs made against certain, you know, Republican candidates or against certain, shall we say, you know, demographics or, the, you know, and, you know, parents may be like, wait a second, no, I didn't want my child into this, no. Then you have others that, you know, suggest, look, why aren't we teaching the kids abstinence? You know, why are we teaching the kids this is what you need to do when you have sex? I'd like to teach the kids abstinence. Well, abstinence, unfortunately, has to be taught in the home. You know, anything religious has to be taught in the home. We don't want schools to take that on. But on the flip side, school curriculums have to be very, very careful about how they word things, because kids are going to come home going, wait a second, Mom, it looks like I'm supposed to have sex in middle school or high school. Everybody else is. They're giving us condoms. The condoms are in the bathroom. What are you talking about? I need to wait. So, you know, I think parents do have a right to look at the curriculum. And, you know, some students can opt out of the sex ed for now. But, you know, I'm not sure what happened with Black History Month with this school. But, you know, when you have students opt out of a curriculum, you know, that could kind of be taken a couple different ways. You know, but should parents be allowed to review the curriculum? You know, that I believe so. So we'll see what happens with that. Another thing, a lot of eyes are on what happened with the New York Times staff. I think he was an editor. Oh, he was a reporter. So I'm not sure if you've been following the story, but a veteran reporter, Donald McNeil Jr., had apparently been on a company-sponsored school trip to Peru. He had used, allegedly, the N-word back in 2019. Now, word got back. There were people asking for his resignation, and I believe he was forced out, and he had to quit. 150 Times employees had signed a letter. Oh, because originally he was allowed to keep his job after complaints about the slur surfaced. But then he was forced out after 150 Times employees signed a letter slamming the decision that he could stay. So writers and staff have been in this battle, apparently on a private Facebook group and on Twitter, with McNeil supporters saying management were bullied by a vocal minority and he should have been given the benefit of the doubt. Yet others are saying that he said a racial slur. Other people have been fired for less. And, you know, some people at the time say we don't tolerate any sort of racism. So former Times Labor correspondent Steve Greenhouse hit out at those, quote, far more willing to sympathize with these privileged 15 and 16-year-olds than with a longtime colleague, while others said his career shouldn't have ended over one word. So Times crossword columnist Deb Amblin, yeah, there's like a crossword columnist, said, why is it that the focus in discussions like this almost is on ruining the perpetrator's life and not those who were harmed by his actions? 1619 reporter Nicole Hannah-Jones, the journalist who threatened to start her own investigation if the Times didn't punish him, posted a Free Beacon reporter's email and cell phone number on Twitter when she was asked about her use of the N-word in previous tweets. So one thing that has not been solved or has not been answered, which is obviously going to be, you know, symptomatized and exhibited by things like this, is does one word ruin your career? Now, the answer that we came up with a few years back is, well, racism does. Misogyny, being sexist, being oppressive, being an assaulter, being a harasser will ruin your career. The problem we have is kids are singing rap songs, for example. And in the rap song, there's the word. And if the rapper sings it, and a kid doesn't realize that they're not allowed to use those lyrics or sing those lyrics, that kid's life could be ruined. Some people have been using the word, I think the word is wrong, should never be used. Nothing happens to them. One person uses it, they lose their job, they lose a career. And so there has to be a consistency. And so I'll support whatever side is consistent, I'm going to support, and whatever side is against racism, I'm going to support. But the question that never got answered is a misstep, is that something that warrants someone's career and blacklist or prevention of being in any sort of industry warranted? There was two sportscasters who were tweeting on the Nuggets? And for some reason, their spell check, I don't know how this happened, changed the Nugget word to something else. Now, I don't know what happened to their jobs, but it is very, very, it's a shame that this is a conversation we are having in 2021, because that word shouldn't exist. That word shouldn't be out there. But I hear it all the time in music. I hear it on the streets. I'd love for that word to go away. I think most people want that word to go away, but that word still persists. That word still pervades. And then once people use it, unfortunately, you know, they get caught. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this case. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR, don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.